Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. KP is here. That's right, folks. She's back. She's our special, our social media expert. She's the author of Stepping Stones to Success and an outstanding social media and online strategist. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Kathy, social media, you love it, you hate it, it makes you happy, it makes you crazy. What are we gonna do?
Well, everything is always changing and morphing. You know that, Jim.
Who was it?
You wrote about it in your book.
Did anybody before me warn you as much as I have? Warn people as much as I have about not falling in love with these guys.
No, I think you're the pioneer there.
I am. I am happy to say I am the original social media heretic.
Exactly.
Now remember, folks, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo, and who's willing to stick his finger in the eye of the status quo. And so I, as you know, Kathy, I want people to use social media, but I want them to be not to be naive about it, right?
Exactly. We have to stay up on what's changing and happening all the time. There is always something new happening.
So what's going on? Facebook bought WhatsApp.
Yes.
What the heck is WhatsApp?
It's really funny. It is a very amazing service. My daughter and I used it extensively.
How much did Facebook pay for WhatsApp? Do you remember?
$19 billion.
Think about this, folks. $19 billion. Would they have 13 employees and would have been in business a year or something like that?
No, they've been in business a little bit longer than a year. But they have more than 450 million monthly active
wow.
users.
Wow. $19 billion? Come on.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
If they look at it compared to what they, Google's biggest deal was $12.5 billion when they purchased Motorola Mobility.
Right. And they got a thousand patents with that.
Right.
Probably, or maybe more.
Yeah, and even Apple has never done a deal above $1
billion. Yeah.
But here's the thing that Facebook is concerned about, and they are concerned about losing young people, okay, losing the teens and that younger audience, and WhatsApp was a huge tool
for the
younger audience.
Do you think that was a response to the Princeton article? The Princeton research that indicated that by 2017, Facebook would lose 80% of their core users. Do you think it was a response to that?
Well, I think
those two happened very closely together.
Yeah, and I think that they're listening to what is happening, and they are losing a lot of the young people because it has become a tool for their parents and their grandparents.
Here's the kiss of death. Kathy,
yes.
when you and I try to friend our children, they're out of there. Right?
That's right. Yes, and my
kids don't even unfriend. They don't even take the time to unfriend me. They just go They just leave Facebook.
They just leave.
That's right.
Well, and WhatsApp is a messaging service for smartphones, and it lets users chat with their phone contacts. In a one-on-one and in groups. So, they're just taking the conversation to the phone. And actually, Facebook says that they're going to keep this as a separate platform and not integrate it into Facebook, which is pretty interesting. They're really trying to diversify their portfolio.
So wait a minute, but wait a minute, Kathy. Isn't that the same thing as them admitting that they have an almost obsolete platform?
Well, they're not going there.
No. But isn't their behavior tantamount to saying the thing we went public on is now obsolete? We had to buy a new rig. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, you could be. One of the analysts says that in order to continue to reach audiences younger, they need to have a broader strategy and not put all their eggs in one basket.
Folks, here's all they need to take away from this, in my opinion, right now. Use Facebook, but don't expect it don't count on it to be there the way you think it will be tomorrow. Make sure you've got parallel worlds with your customers.
Absolutely.
That you meet on Facebook. Make sure you can get to them another way. All the time. Kathy Perry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.